This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
News time now. Sean's here with that. In the news, AI fighter jets and the most unaffordable cities in America for a couple.
Yeah.
News brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and More with a professional and knowledgeable staff. You'll get your questions answered and find the products that are right for you. Order online at pitbullsmoke.com for locals by locals. A reminder, as you head out the door this morning, those fines for the traffic cameras near schools in Norfolk go live today. The 90-day warning period expired last week. So as you head out, remember to be mindful around school zones, which you should really do anyway. But this is just in relation to the $100 fines that you can pick up if you're speeding around them now. So we learned over the weekend about more than 30 Navy sailors and Marines who are from Norfolk-based ships that were actually injured during a training exercise last week. It happened when two landing craft air cushions, or LCACs, from the U.S. USS Wasp and USS New York actually ran into each other off the coast of Florida. The military personnel involved were assigned to the Wasp Amphibious Ready Group and a Marine Expeditionary Unit. After the collision, they said that the LCAC units responded and took all 38 personnel back to their ships to be looked at and treated. Five sailors were medically evaluated at Savannah Memorial University Medical Center. Four were released after treatment, while a fifth was flown to Naval Medical Center Portsmouth on Friday to be closer to their home base of Naval Station Norfolk. He is in stable condition. Or the sailor is in stable condition, I should say, at least according to the Navy's reports. The others were treated and then released. Of the 35 people injured, 34 have returned to duty. So it's just that one person who's still receiving treatment, and he is in stable condition and expected to be okay. They did say the whole thing is under investigation, though, as to what happened and how they ended up colliding with each other. It is time for me to tell you where it's the most expensive to live. Yay. We did a report that was going around where they looked at the potential for home buyers in the U.S. and how they can afford new property in different cities around the country. The study was from Credit News Research. They ranked the most populous U.S. cities by the percentage of neighborhoods financially within reach of the average married couple. That's how they phrased it.
All right.
Now, to create this, they used the median income for married households in order to determine the percentage of neighborhoods that were actually unaffordable to them. Based on that number, okay. L.A., shockingly, I'm sure, is the worst culprit.
They
topped the list with the highest share of unaffordable neighborhoods. They said, in a quote, L.A. has always been very expensive, but what we're seeing now is that the average house prices and overall housing costs are far exceeding average income growth. That was from a senior analyst at Credit News Research who talked about it. They said the pandemic kind of made it worse than it was before. They said, really, L.A. was probably already at the top of the list, but then over the course of the pandemic, things got worse for a lot of people, and now it's even worse than it was before.
Wow.
Really unfortunate. The rest of the top five is St. Louis, Boston, San Jose, and San Diego.
St. Louis?
Yeah, I thought that was weird,
St. Louis. Yeah. Interesting.
I thought
as unaffordable?
Yeah, for the average married couple.
All right, St. Louis has more wealth than you think. I used to live there.
Okay.
And there's a lot of old money there. Ralston Purina, Budweiser.
Oh.
You know, there's dough.
Those are big companies.
They got dough.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of why would there not be middle tier jobs where you could, you know, what ran the high price of housing up so much? I don't know.
Yeah.
My first house I bought in Marion my life was in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
And it was very expensive.
Yeah.
And I was looking around. I remember at the time thinking, man, how do people around here afford this? And I noticed that most of my neighbors were two-income families.
Right.
And nobody drove a hot car. Everybody drove kind of a medium-tier car.
Point A to point B kind of car.
Yes, because you're paying for a house.
Yeah.
And that's really where the money was going. That's how you were able to do that.
Right. And it's not a shock. Right after San Diego would be San Francisco, then New York City, Miami, Nashville, and at number 10, Richmond, Virginia.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Richmond, Virginia, apparently pretty expensive. Coming in at number 15, though, representing Hampton Roads, Virginia Beach, with 43.33% of neighborhoods being unaffordable to the average married couple.
Okay.
So, yay, I suppose. Well, you know, that's good news for all the cities around Hampton Roads because none of them are on the list. So it worked out
around
Virginia Beach. But hey, you know what? I live in Virginia Beach. I managed to make it work. I think everybody will be okay. Students protesting the ongoing war in Gaza left a pro-Palestinian encampment at USC over the weekend. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, they were surrounded by police and told that they were going to be arrested if they didn't leave when they did. So a lot left, and then others were arrested. This is days before commencement was supposed to start for USC. So they're trying to get everything under control before they get to their commencement.
Yeah.
Live stream video from student journalists showed the police emptying out the encampments. At the University of Virginia, 25 people were arrested over the weekend for trespassing after police clashed with pro-Palestinian Museum protesters that refused to remove themselves from campus. This in addition to the University of Michigan, which also had issues, and the Art Institute of Chicago. Police cleared an encampment there after it was set up. They arrested 68 people. The Institute said the protest grew disruptive, and that's when Chicago police were called. Campuses around the country are still staying on high alert as we get into graduation season, trying to stay on top of these protests as they pop up.
The Art Institute of Chicago, I expect to see the nicest campaigns signs, protest signs I have ever seen in my life.
I hadn't even considered that.
It's the effing Art Institute. I want to see it done in acrylic.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I want to see some abstract stuff. I want to see a little black and white. I want to see a splash of color.
Somebody's going to go out there with something to the equivalent of a banana duct tape to it, and there's their abstract art installation sign or something. Speaking of graduates, there's a girl, Bianca Patron of Youngstown, Ohio. She's going to graduate from college before she graduates from high school. She's 17.
Dude, how is that possible?
She's 17 years old, and she's going to get her bachelor's degree in business administration for Youngstown State University in the next few weeks. She started taking college classes at 13 because she managed to qualify for them, and she is slated to wrap that up before she graduates high school.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, but, man, when you're...
I see her as affording a house.
Yeah, I think she's going to be okay.
She's going to be all right.
She's going to be all right.
Yeah.
But I also wonder to myself, when you're this successful so young in life, you're so such an achiever.
Yeah, oh, boy, you've peaked already?
You better do something good afterwards, because learning all of it was great.
Yeah.
But now you know mom and dad are expecting you to be able to pay back all this college stuff real fast.
Boy, with any luck.
You know, provided they have any loans. But either way, they say that she started taking the classes at 13, and she hopes her success inspires others with similar educational goals. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has issued an alert that says that you need to watch out for some dressers that were sold from Rooms to Go, as they are being recalled for a tip-over hazard. The agency said the brand's Mill Valley Junior 6-drawer youth dressers are, quote, unstable unless they are anchored to the wall, and they can pose a risk of serious entrapment for a small child that can result in serious injury or death. I didn't even know there was a thing like this, but they say it violates the requirements of the Federal Sturdy Act. I didn't know sturdy.
Not surprised that there is one.
Yeah, I'm not either. I just didn't know about it beforehand.
The number of these things that you buy that they have a wall anchor and people don't use it. And what happens is your little kid then pulls out the bottom drawer and tries to use it like a ladder, and the whole thing falls over on top of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if it comes with the stuff, you need to attach it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a couple of different model numbers you can get, but if you do a quick Google, it'll come right up where you give you the measurements, the color, everything you need, so you can make sure you don't have one of these. They say if you do, contact the company or go online to their website to handle the recall, but they're telling you to stop using them immediately because they are a danger to your children. So just be careful. This might break a lot of people's hearts. Remember how we just got back the Haifeng sriracha sauce that everybody loves so much with the green cap on top?
With the rooster.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the real sriracha.
Right, that's the one everybody thinks of when they think sriracha.
Right.
Well, guess what? It's probably going to run out again.
Why?
Oh, my God, no!
The maker of sriracha sauce has halted production until after Labor Day. They blamed the red jalapeno chili peppers that they use. They say they aren't red enough. I guess the batch that came in isn't good enough to use for the sriracha.
Hey, you know what? I'll give you a lot of credit then for standing by the integrity of your product here. But
yeah, well, remember we learned that they had to go other places to get it because where they had traditionally gotten it, they just couldn't get it.
Well,
anymore.
And people complained that the taste was different.
And if you look at
it, you know, I don't know. Is that true?
I've used it since, and I think it is a little different, but not so different.
Well, you taste with your eyes, so if it doesn't look exactly like it used to, you already think it's off.
It's a slightly different red. Yeah. It's a slightly more vibrant red color, I guess, not quite as dark red.
You think they try to dye it?
I don't know, or if it just has to do with the chilies being less red or something. I'm not sure. But either way, I do think it tastes a little different, but not so different that I'm complaining.
Right.
You get what I mean? It's still close enough to the flavor that I'm like, I'm good. This works. Yeah. But either way, they say after reevaluating our supply of chili, we have determined that it is too green to proceed with production as it is affecting the color of the product, hence what we were just talking about.
Okay.
We read to a formula that they're going to halt production until after Labor Day, so it might start running out again. I'm going to hold on to the AI Air Force because I don't want to rush through that story, but I will tell you that apparently when you listen to crickets and they drive you nuts in the middle of the night, you're actually the problem. The crickets are bothered by you, according to a new study.
That's fantastic.
A 3-year analysis of the impacts of human noise on cricket survival and reproduction found that crickets coming of age in areas with a sound level of 70 decibels, which is equivalent to like a street where people are walking or a washing machine or something,
right,
were 35% less likely to survive to become an adult cricket as those who don't live around people and deal with these noises.
Who paid for this piece of crap? Who paid? Is this a government thing?
I'm sure it is. I didn't have the name
of
the study.
What a waste. What is this about?
Because crickets communicate with each other through their songs, being unable to hear each other diminishes their life expectancy.
Come
so the
on.
Next time a cricket's keeping you up in the middle of the night, just remember,
dude,
you're the a-hole, mm-hmm, not the cricket.
Apparently, we got to worry about the crickets now.
Please, Rick, think of the crickets.
Just kick the homeless people out of the way so we can save the crickets.
Yeah.
You know, in the park and whatnot.
Look at your weather brought to you by Agronomic Lawn Management, creating beautiful lawns across Southside Hampton Roads and Moyock. They grow, they don't mow. Fertilize with ALM.com. Guess what? We're going to see some showers and thunderstorms today. That's pretty much going to be a lot of the day. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 81. South winds around 9 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms continue. Mostly cloudy otherwise with a low around 66. And tomorrow, again, we've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms and partly sunny with a high near 82. It's already 67 degrees outside with the news. I'm Sean Hood for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.